The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Thank you for joining us on this, the Frank Sontag Show. It is a Monday, the day after Sunday, and the day before our national elections. We are live in studio. We're going to be taking your phone calls in a short time, and I don't want to over-dramatize or over-spiritualize anything, because I just have this sense that we are on literally the verge of history here. Now, will it be on the side of history that we want to remember? Will it be on the side of history we will wince at? That I don't know, but we everything is lining up, needless to say. I do hope you voted. If you did, I hope you voted from an informed position. We talked about this on the program. Nothing grieves me more than to talk to somebody that suggests they follow Jesus and they don't look to the Bible for their direction. And I'm not here to get into a lot of detail about candidates or taking calls. Who are you going to vote for? We'll do a lightning round. Quick, who are you voting for? We're not going to do any of that. Instead, I'm going to share information that may, in my terminology, may cause you to sit up a little bit. Because there is a lot at stake. And fear has been promoted nonstop for months here. And it's fairly undeniable that society has reacted to the fear. But what about those of us that say we are followers of Jesus? How have we acted in all of this? So I'm going to play some audio clips, not with my intention to upset you, but my intention is to challenge you and respond. We're going to open the phone lines in a few moments, and I would like to know your thoughts and your response to what you're about to hear. Now, all that being said, the man that you're going to hear from, safe to say, the overwhelming majority of you have never heard speak. He's a pastor of a church on the East Coast. Recently, I met him for the first time at a ministry event that we hosted. Friday, his church posted a video, as they do every week, of his teachings. Stereotypically, he'll post a 30-minute video, and he would teach on a certain part of Scripture. So I've watched this video about four times. Last night I was up late editing little snippets to share with you. Because I think we all need to hear truth. We all need to be challenged in a position that we're in. This was Friday. Again, tomorrow is the acknowledged national elections. So what's at stake in our country right now? Now, let me forewarn you, when you hear this man speak, you're like, whoa, he does have the command not only of language, but he has, I've not heard anyone with a voice like this since James Earl Jones. His name is Pastor Ken Graves, and he speaks on what is at stake right now in our country.
I believe there's too much at stake. There is so much at stake right now. Freedom is at stake. Freedom of religion, hanging by a thread. It has been compromised. It has been, in a number of the states around our country and all over the world, people have complied. People have surrendered their freedom, even their freedom to worship God, in the name of safety. I got to tell you that I do not believe that there is a legitimate danger that our communities are threatened by.
Now, let me say one quick thing before you listen to more. He does say something you might go, well, that's not true. There's a context to it, and he's not saying literally. When he says in relation to the coronavirus, none have died. He's talking about, he questions the numbers. He talks about the way in which people supposedly pass from this virus. And in the bigger picture, you'll understand his position, or at least I did clearly. Like, are we being manipulated here at the very least? I needed to say that. Here's more of Ken Graves.
It has become abundantly clear that people aren't dying. Those who are vulnerable should have been protected. The nursing home deaths in our state and in other states like this are a testimony to the failure of our governor and those other governors who did not protect the vulnerable. No government has placed its citizens under house arrest in the name of a perceived biological threat or pandemic. It is abundantly clear to me that the fears that have been fueled by our government have been very effective. Everywhere you look, you see that people are genuinely afraid, and for no reason. Afraid of a virus that is 99.99% survivable. Very few people actually die from this coronavirus. It is not the threat that it has been made out to be, but you know as well as I do. The general public has come to believe it is.
Pastor Ken Graves is senior pastor of Calvary Chapel, Bangor, as in Bangor, Maine. Would love to hear from you. Phone lines are open, 888-528-2557. Your response to what Ken has said then or even now. There's more. What about fear? Fear is everywhere.
Just as this fire here was kindled, it was ignited, it must continue to be fueled. And you and I have been witnesses. We have witnessed the fears of our fellow citizens being stoked, being stirred, continually reminded, every single expression of media. You can't even listen to local talk radio without every single advertisement, every single business, in one way or another, addressing the danger. Words like safety. Every single business, I don't care if they're selling cars, they're going to tell you about the safety of the buying experience, the social distancing, all of the necessary expressions to continually remind you that there is this dreaded plague that threatens to take so many lives. Nobody's dying. Nobody's dying. The fact is that all they have to talk about right now are cases. Cases. How many new cases? How many new cases? Herd immunity is happening. There's a virus. It's contagious. Most people get it and get over it relatively quickly. The numbers that have been thrown at you are lies. And every single news channel screen showed you a running tally of the dead. And they were lying. Even the numbers were lies. But they were fueling the fire they ignited in the heart of our people. They have been continually fueling that fire, continuing every single day with every single tool at their disposal to throw more fuel on that fire, to make you afraid, to make you believe that you're in grave danger. And if you will just trust them, the few that have come to power, trust them. Just surrender your freedoms to them. They'll get you through all of this. We're all in this together. We'll get through this. But we won't get through it and still be us. If we, in fact, surrender our freedom, we surrender our whole identity, who we are.
Man's name is Ken Graves. He's a pastor on the East Coast in Bangor, Maine. I know if I was driving down the roadway and I heard this, I'd be angry. For me, this is me, my own subjective interpretation. It's like, finally, somebody is telling me what I've been suspicious of almost since the beginning. Like, this has been politicized. And like a bunch of lemmings, we go along. Wear your masks. Past people in cars, they've got their masks on. Oh, and then you speak this way. Well, you're irresponsible. Shame on you. Right? Protect. Help people for the safety of the greater good. Stand 6 feet away. What do you think of what you're hearing? You may say right on. You may be angry. You may be somewhere in the middle. We've got wide open phones. 888-528-2557. And my suspicion is also some of you may be in shock by what you're hearing, because I don't hear this. I don't hear somebody speaking in these tones and with this direct, undeniable clarity, at least from his own perspective of things. Triple 888-528-2557. How did we react as a society from then until now, and how we're reacting now to what we're being told?
I recall the Dr. Anthony Fauci lamenting back in January that we're Americans and the American people just wouldn't tolerate the kind of lockdowns that have been so very effective in China. He lamented that. He made the discovery that he was wrong. The American people would, in fact, endure them and comply with them. And such has been the case. We have been far too docile, far too compliant. We have allowed the government to destroy our economy, to destroy businesses. But the thing that grieves me, the thing that disappoints me the most, is how effective the fear was on the people who are supposed to be living by faith, and particularly the clergy, the pastors who are so concerned about their standing with their government, so concerned about how they might look when the whole world tells them to do something, they just bow and do it. When the whole world tells them not to do the very thing that Scripture calls them to do, they bow to the pressure and even actually perceive themselves to be spiritual and being good citizens for doing so. Our fears have been ignited, and they have been stoked, and they have been fed. And the fuel is just continually being heaped upon these fears. No, it's not science. Political science, maybe. I read an article today that 12 different international studies with regard to the efficacy of masks to stop the spread of this or other viruses. And all 12 of those studies concluded that the masks are a waste of time. Even as our very Surgeon General was telling us when all of this began. Of course, they changed their mind. Why did they change their mind? Well, because they needed a visual to continue to make everybody afraid. A visible representation of a danger that they insisted that existed.
Ken Graves is senior pastor of Calvary Chapel, Bangor, Maine. We've got one more in a moment, him talking about where we go from here and how are we as the body of Christ called to respond. Let me take some calls. We have one line open, 888-528-2557. Ben is in Orange. Ben, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Frank, it's great to be on. Thank you for having me. I completely agree with your commentary. And what I told the young lady who answered the phone is, I don't understand how not all are getting the revelation and the discernment in through all of this. And even one being a pastor on your station that was, professing this last night, I was in complete shock. I, went as far as emailing him and, explaining to him the rhetoric that he's continuing to also pronounce and deceiving the sheep. People look to their pastors and leaders and, men like you who stand up for what's right and what's true in the name of God. And then you have those that are blindly deceived and professing the other. So I just wanted to share that with you and thank you for being a voice to many.
Well, you're welcome. And I don't know who you're referring to, but obviously I can overgeneralize. And I think stereotypically the church has responded along the way of what we've been told. Most churches are not open. Most churches buy into what they're being told, right? And in fact, Ken Graves is going to talk a bit about the body of Christ right now. And so I think it's understandable, but for me, it's a loud cry from the wilderness of people saying, hey, wait a minute here, what are we doing? We're just giving up our freedoms. For a few that say, We'll get, like Ken said, we'll get through this together. Meantime, more imposition, more overreach, more threats. San Jose, California, they're talking that maybe they're going to lock up whoever shows up to church this Sunday. All because the pandemic is real. People should be afraid. Eric in Pasadena. Eric, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Frank, can you hear me okay?
Well, you've said six words. So far, so good.
Okay, I love your show, man. I'm a longtime listener, even when you were way back in the rock station days. But here's my question. So a lot of my friends who are believers believe in this fear-driven agenda here. And I just want to know, and I have a lot of discernment about it, and I'm believing it too. But where is the proof, Frank, that the numbers are being that they are fake? Where can I find that?
Where can you find that the numbers are being faked?
Right, because the narrative is so. If you watch the fake news, like the gentleman was saying, it's up there and it changes on a daily basis. So how do we know for sure that those numbers are fake?
Well, I don't know if the word fake has been used, but for me, and asking me directly, I think manipulated for sure. We hear different numbers. We saw a few weeks ago, the CDC came out with a study by which directly attributable to deaths from COVID-19 was way less than what we're being told. And then all of a sudden, oh no, that was not accurate, right? The spin police jump in. Or even early on, we were told models that 2.2 million people were going to die from this early on when we first started hearing about the coronavirus. So where do you find out the truth? Well, that's a great question. We're very dependent on social media. Seems to me there's a bit of censorship going on these days. You talk about the realities of doctors and frontline medical practitioners who say just in terms of treatment, that they've had incredible success with things like steroidal inhalation. I think his name is Richard Bartlett in Midland, Texas, or hydroxychloroquine with azithromycin and zinc sulfate. The White Coat Summit in D.C., all of this was shut down. Like there's somehow follow the science, like all scientists, all medical experts agree the same? Absolutely not. But what you do read, what you do hear is kind of this this mantra of, well, this is the way it is. As Ken Graves even made reference to Fauci, talking about the American public will never stand for lockdowns. Boy, are we a bunch of sheep. But Fauci even said early on, way back when, no masks. And then he said masks. So where do you find the actual numbers? Well, good luck. Time, energy, investigating. You'll find enough conflicting numbers or treatment protocols. What is the truth? I can't come to that conclusion, but I will say this. There's enough information out there that questions the stereotypical rhetoric that we are bombarded with 24/7. And I, as a follower of Christ, am not going to live my life in fear. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it, Eric. We have a line open, 888-528-2557. So what about the body of Christ? And how are we called to live? One more from Pastor Ken Graves, and we do have one line open. If you'd like to respond, 888-528-2557.
You, my friends, walk in faith. The just you live by faith alone. Do not allow your fears to be fueled. Suffocate that fire. Don't allow it to be continually being fueled. Close the door. Let that fear fire go out. And conversely, fuel your faith. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God, Romans 10:17. I encourage you, friends, spend more time on facts. Spend more time reading truth and take in the truth of God's word. Feed that faith and let your faith grow. Let your faith dictate your course, not your fears. Do not give in to your fears. And above all else, do not be afraid of people. Do not be afraid of the opinions of your fellow mortals. They're going to hate. And they're going to say all manner of evil against you falsely. And they will say of you that you don't care about people, even though you've spent your life demonstrating otherwise, even though you've spent your life living in sacrificial ministry in order that people could actually have their lives changed and set free. Decades of your life you could spend laboring with drug addicts and drunkards, holding them up, teaching them how to walk. Involve yourself with them every single day of your life, and they will still find a way to say, you haters, you endangering people you don't love. You're a wicked cult. Well, rejoice and be glad when they say all manner of evil against you falsely. That's what they do. So anyway, it's Friday. No study tomorrow evening, and I'll see you again live from the pulpit of Calvary Chapel on the Lord's Day. My friends, pray for our nation. Pray that truth prevails. Pray that good guys win. Pray that America remains the land of the free and the home of the brave. It is in danger of becoming something else. Grace and peace to all of you.
His name is Pastor Ken Graves. His church is in Bangor, Maine. Question to you, what's your response to what you've just heard? Again, I'm not you. If I was driving down the roadway, I'd be fully convicted right now. Like, what did I just hear? That's me. May not be you. Maybe this angered you, like you don't agree with anything he said. Or maybe you're not sure. Or maybe you're just so frustrated and in fear, it's hard to comprehend maybe a counter view to what we're being told 24/7. Whatever your view is, you are welcomed to share it. We still live in a country, at least today, where freedom of speech is embraced. How say you? We have a line open, 888-528-2557, 888-528-2557. We'll take your calls in a matter of moments. And also, when we return, a Hollywood celebrity on social media has been called out by a cable television channel, and she has a response you may find very interesting. One line is still open, 888-528-2557. More of the Frank Sontag Show next. Gold Financial Group, Mike Cordova, is a sponsor of this program. Now, you've maybe invested in gold or silver in your life, and you know, stereotypically, precious metals tend to maintain their value and even go up. With all of the insanity of the world in the last year alone, gold is up 30% in terms of value. The market is up, the market is down, but here's the question. Have you ever thought about investing in gold or silver, precious metals, coins, etc.? My suggestion to you is call Gold Financial Group, 800-214-9023. 800-214-9023. They do have a free gold financial guide simply by calling and asking. And they would love to answer any questions you have. There's going to be no hard sales pitch. You're not going to call and it's like, well, you have to buy something. But they do want to help you invest wisely in gold and silver. Call them, 800-214-9023, 800-214-9023. I promise you, if you make that call, you'll be glad you did. Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. Thank you for joining us. We are live in studio today, day before Election Tuesday. I do pray you have voted or are going to vote, and that you vote from an informed biblical perspective, not just somehow, hey, I like this or that makes sense to me. And I'm obviously speaking to those of you that follow Christ as your Savior and Lord. Pastor Ken Graves is a pastor of a church in Bangor, Maine. Many of you just heard him speak on our Impact segment about, well, COVID-19, what's at stake? Our willingness to so freely give away freedoms because we're so afraid. And what do we do from here? Where do we go from here? Your thoughts are invited at 888-528-2557. Eric in Compton. Eric, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hello, Frank. How are you?
Eric, I'm well. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I just want to give an amen to what the pastor was saying. Frank, I've been aware of what he has been saying for months. The information is out there. There are thousands of doctors who have the same opinion that the pastor just expressed, but they're not going to get any airtime on our controlled news media. This whole COVID thing is the best thing that the globalists have come up with, and I think you know this to be true, to change America is the plan. And this is the best thing that they've come up with. And that's what it's about, bringing America down. They've taken over the Democratic Party for the same purpose, to get the globalist agenda in. And the information is out there for you to find if you're willing to put in the time to go get it. You're not going to get it from listening to Channel 2, 4, 7. You're not going to get it through mainstream news media. It's not going to happen.
I have a question for you. When you see the level and the amount of people that so freely just go, okay, I give, I'm terrified, whatever you say, I'll do. The amount of fear that's promulgated out there by a handful of the political elite, if you will, you mentioned the term globalists. What goes through your mind when you see so many people just go, okay, I don't relish my freedoms, so I'm just going to hand them over to entities that say, this is what I need to do to stay safe. What goes through your mind?
I'll tell you what goes through my mind, Frank. God refers to us as sheep in his word, and that's because we are sheep. To be honest, I've just gotten over my anger, not with unsaved folk. I expect the reaction from them, but from my Christian brothers and sisters who aren't willing to put in the time and find out the truth. I've just gotten over my anger and just decided just trust Scripture. God says there's going to be deception in the world. He says they wouldn't receive the love of the truth, so he's going to send them strong delusion. I've just come to grips, come to peace with myself, and got over my anger. I was very angry with Christians who don't support Trump, who don't understand who Joe Biden is and Kamala. I've just gotten over my anger and just decided to just trust Scripture. The information is there for people. If you can find this stuff out. If I can find it out. I'm a 68-year-old black man. I live in Compton, California, Frank. If I can find this stuff out, anybody can find it out.
Yeah.
The information is there about the agenda, the plan to bring down America. They've been at it for years. This is COVID is the best thing that they've come up with.
Eric, I appreciate you being so candid and transparent. Thank you for calling and sharing very important information. I hope and pray to speak to you again very soon. Thank you for calling the program today. Gary in Glendale. Gary, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Good afternoon, Mr. Sontag. Let me explain what happened last Wednesday. My wife wasn't feeling good, so she decided to go to Glendale Urgent Care with our insurance to find out if she's positive COVID-19. Sure enough, she gets the results that she is positive. But it's positive for COVID-19. And on Saturday, we did a second test, which was our cash. And the lab did a test and came back negative. So which one do we believe and which one do we don't believe? I made sure the second one that came negative, I called them maybe about 50 times. They did a second test on it. It still came back negative.
Well, I don't want to be insensitive, but you would be not the first person I heard that either has tested or a family member had a false positive. Again, I don't want to fuel any more of the suspicion, but we've heard stories. I've had two friends in particular. They were going to go get a COVID-19 test. I'm not going to name the outlet. But for whatever reasons, they didn't make it. And then 3 days later, they get information that they tested positive. They didn't even go. So what's really going on here? Well, as Eric said, I believe, find out for yourself. Don't believe others. Find out for yourself. Thank you, Gary. And I'm glad your wife did test positive initially to cause you to get a negative test. Now you know. And I praise God she's healthy, and you are as well. Bill in Santa Clarita. Bill, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hi, Frank.
Hi, Bill.
What a coincidence. I just saw Ken Graves a couple of weeks ago at the Calvary Chapel Godspeak with Rob McCoy being pastor out there. It was amazing.
He is really something, isn't he?
He is amazing.
Yeah.
And there's one thing that I've noticed across the board, because I've attended church deliberately at the Grace Community, John MacArthur's church. I was out at Chino Hills a couple weeks ago for the non-essential gathering out there, sponsored by Kirk Cameron and others. The socialist there and Charlie Kirk. But needless to say, one thing I noticed across the board, most of the people that scream and flip out about you not wearing a mask are pro-abortion. They strain at a gnat and swallow a camel. They're worried about you getting somebody getting the flu and passing away, but they've helped preside over the death of 55 million children since 1973.
Let me ask you a spontaneous question. You may or may not have an answer. You said that you went to Pastor Rob McCoy's church, Godspeak. You're at Jack Hibbs' church. You've attended Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills. You mentioned John MacArthur, Grace Community. These are three leaders that have had their churches open for a while. Here's the question. And again, you may or may not have an answer. Don't mean to put you on the spot. But where do we go from here? Those of us that profess faith in Christ, by which we've been led to this place, and obviously the we is kind of an overgeneralized we. But if you profess faith in Christ, what do we do with all of this now? What would you do with all of this now?
Well, I'm going to quote a letter here that came out, an open letter to the President of the United States from a former Archbishop, Carlo Maria Vigano, that went around everywhere. I don't know if you saw it.
I did.
You did.
Yep.
The Great Reset he was talking about.
Yep.
And how we as the children of light are going to oppose the satanic attack on the church and stand for truth. Because we have the Lord God Almighty on our side, and if God is for us, who can be against us? We have to stand up like these pastors have done and say no to this.
Bill, I appreciate your call. Thank you for sharing. Bill and I can agree, but what does that look like to stand up? I'm not going to name someone in particular, but earlier today, I saw a quote-unquote friend on Facebook post, "I am not afraid. I am a follower of Jesus," on his Facebook page. Now, okay, that's nice. That's to be commended. But it was something like he's really making a stand. And I think it's social media, fair to say. You get enough hits. But I'm thinking, is that an indication of courage that somehow you're stating on a social media platform that you're a follower? Maybe that's one of the ways, but I just think there's much more going on here. Maybe I'll share on the other side a little bit, but I agree with Ken Graves. We're kind of at a crossroads here. Pray. Pray that the good guys win tomorrow. Pray that we take some of these freedoms back. Pray that people are waking up. At a crazy story of a good friend who had a dream by which at least the dream and the interpretation was God showed him what was to come in the country if we had a Biden-Harris administration. You might go, oh, come on now. This person was a Biden supporter. He's adamant. He went and voted for Trump. Now, I'm not suggesting that that's the end all, but the battle is at hand. It's undeniably a battle. Oh, my goodness. And the spirit of deception, people you know and love, people you love and family, friends, you've been vulnerable with. To me, the X factor is the amount of fear that's been pushed, and people, some, are not even willing to entertain facts. They don't even want to go there because emotionally they're so terrified. The 24/7 news cycle of fear-mongering. We have a line open, 888-528-2557. We'll take more of your calls, and a famous Hollywood celebrity is speaking out against, well, the attacks that she's taken from a television news network because she had the audacity to, on Twitter, say they promote fear. Who am I talking about? We'll hear that clip and share who it is, as well as more of your phone calls, 888-528-2557. This is the Frank Sontag Show. Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. If you missed our impact segment, I played some audio of a video that was posted on Facebook of a church on the East Coast whose pastor's name is Ken Graves, talking specifically about COVID-19 and fear and the media, what's at stake, what about our freedoms, what do we do as followers of Christ. And for those of you that may have heard that, we have invited you to call the program, and maybe if you've got comments just overall about what we've lived through for now, the start of the eighth month, you're welcome to call 888-528-2557. David in Culver City. David, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Frank, thank you for taking my call. You know, I think that one of the sad things that's happened in politics in this country is like what you talk about all the time, how polarized everybody is. To my way of thinking, my opinion, I think the problem, I'm not afraid of COVID. My children aren't afraid of it. They wear masks, we socially distance, we do what other countries do. Other countries are doing that are conservative, Israel, Germany, England, maybe a few, some countries aren't doing it like Sweden, but I think that dispels fear when you take precautions. Most of the country admires Fauci. I think, unfortunately, Cadet Bone Spurs and his ilk are confusing American people. School children wonder, you know, why do I have to wear a mask when the president doesn't? But I do agree that school children should probably be back in school, especially younger school children. I think that probably is overboard. But otherwise, I think what we're doing is wise. But unfortunately, a lot of people aren't doing it because some people think it's somehow infringing on their liberty to wear a mask to protect other citizens from getting COVID.
How is wearing a mask guaranteed by which you are preventing others from giving COVID? There was a study recently, 86% of those that tested positive in July all said they wore masks constantly, and yet they still got it. Many people get it by wearing a mask. So tell me how that prevents.
Okay, first of all, Frank, there are a number of studies that show it prevents it. It doesn't prevent it. Prevention means it makes it less likely that you're going to get it. Nothing's 100%. Flu vaccine only protects you 30 or 40% of the time.
True.
But it helps. It's the only thing we can do. What else do you propose that we do to prevent COVID?
Well, I'd question what COVID is. Question the numbers. Question everything. You're going to tell me, and next time maybe we can talk, 99.94% of those that contracted survive, and yet we're devastating our economy? And that's wise? I have to say, well, then maybe the political leaders need to be replaced, because that sounds like insanity to me. And you've already hung up. Thank you, David. Katie in Quartz Hill, turn your radio down. You're on the Frank Sontag Show. Hi, Katie.
Hi. I'm a holistic practitioner, and I do a lot of alternative therapies. And the thing about this whole ordeal is that if people really think about it, the only reason people may die from this is because their microbiome is not healthy, which is 80 to 85% of their immune system. There are good cures out there. I have done numerous of them, and it's ozone therapy. And ozone is O3. It's parasiticidal, bactericidal, virucidal, and bactericidal. But very few people are using it because of FDA. This is all about control and the FDA and mandating what they want you to do. And to me, it's just ludicrous.
I would love to talk to you again when we have a better connection. I do have a background in ozone therapy in my prior incarnation, if you will, on the radio. I did a lot of holistic programs on another station, and I'd like to talk more about ozone therapy. It was illegal at one time. You had to go down to Mexico. I don't know where that is now, but your connection was not great. But for the most part, I understood what you said, and thank you for sharing that we have an immune system. But yet you don't really hear that. You just hear fear, fear, fear. How many of you know who Kirstie Alley is? She's obviously an actress. She's enjoyed a certain amount of fame on the telly, if you will. So recently, and I follow her on Twitter, she had made mention of CNN spreading a lot of, well, fear. And they attacked her publicly on Twitter. She was on Tucker Carlson yesterday. Here's a very short exchange.
They're broadcasting terror because it's a deflection. They don't want to talk about when the thing came out with Biden. And is he in cahoots with China? Is he in cahoots with Ukraine? Okay, let's find out, I would say. But instead, a friend of mine, you know, a couple of friends of mine watch CNN and they go, you really need to watch CNN instead of Fox. So the other day I said, okay, I'm going to watch CNN instead of Fox. And it was horrible. It was like, oh, my God, I would be horrified to walk out of the house. And it doesn't do anybody any good is the thing. We all know we're not deaf. We can hear and we can see. Just because we're voting Republican doesn't mean we can't hear or see. So we know there's this death count. But it's like they want to stand in the time, in the town square and bring out the dead, bring out the dead. And they act like we aren't affected. They act like the only people who get this disease are Democrats. And I don't know. Has anyone taken a poll of that? It seems insane, but all these polls are insane. So why not, I say? Take a poll about that. Who's the
sickest? Well, it's a health crisis, not a political matter, but they politicized it from the beginning. So you've,
But they don't want to. They don't want to talk about what somebody else would, might be big news. So they want to talk about that. I'm not downplaying it at all. I've had friends who've gotten COVID. I've had two friends that almost died. I'm not downplaying it. I'm just saying, what good does it do anyone if you're provoking terror? It makes people commit suicide. It makes people not go to the doctor if they have a different thing happening, like cancer, God forbid, or pneumonia, God forbid. They won't show up at the hospital because they're afraid they'll get COVID. And then the suicide rate is up. So I like the hopefulness along with the reports.
I think that's a really smart point and a rational point. I think any normal person able to filter out the political passions would agree with what you just said.
Smart and rational and insightful for sure. And by some miracle, Kirstie, if you're listening right now, the payoff is it can be a tool of manipulation and control. Get people afraid, control the masses by fear, and you expand your power. And we can maybe get into more reasons why that may or may not be. But see, you're thinking as a human being that cares, that has a level of logic. Why would they do that? Well, we could talk about big tech and the mainstream media and what's going on right now in our country. There's a lot of manipulation going on right now and a lot of fear-mongering. This is the Frank Sontag Show. Gold Financial Group and Mike Cordova sponsors this program, and we thank Mike for doing that. Helps make this program possible. And in return, they would just like to suggest to you about the possibility of investing some of your hard-earned dollars in precious metals, whether it's gold and silver, coins. Gold is up 30% in the last year alone. If in the 60 seconds I have, I can't go down the list of all the things they offer you. But here's the point. Nothing's going to happen unless you pick up the phone and call them. They would like to educate you. And maybe you say, I don't have much money. Irrelevant. You can buy gold virtually at a very reasonable cost right now. 800-214-9023. And needless to say, silver is much cheaper than gold, and its benefit and its value has also increased immensely. But call them. They have a free gold financial guide as well. 800-214-9023. 800-214-9023. Make that call. I promise you, you'll be glad you did.